Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm a bit excited. It's the start of 2022. I'll try and calm down a little bit. But yes, I'm excited to be here to start the new year and get into podcasting. It's the first time back in the sound booth for me. And I love this place. It's this, you know, lovely little hole that allows me to just speak my mind and tell you exactly whatever I want to without worrying that I'm going to be told to shut up and just eat your food, Charlie. You know, that's what maybe my fiance would say if I kept rabbiting on about something. Anyway, so we're here and I thought it would be good to show you exactly what it looks like behind the scenes if you were to be in the Academy. So imagine that you've listened to an episode and there's been some really nice language in the conversation. And then I take that and I analyze which phrases are daily phrases and colloquial. So ones that I think you would be likely to use and that ones that stand out as native, ones that make you seem like you understand the language really, really well. So then I take that language and then I make a whole kind of video out of that, giving you examples of it, etymology of it, if it's necessary and it helps you remember the phrase, and then loop it all together in a story of some sort to help you, you know, really remember the phrases and how they're used. The conjugations also are things that I focus on. So yeah, imagine you've listened to an episode, then you go into the Academy and you find the vocabulary that I have isolated from that. And then I make a video and this is an example video of one of those phrases. And one of those phrases, blah, 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 and one of the phrases is hooligan. So let's get into the episode where I talk about this phrase and another one as well, which I will tell you about in a little bit. But yeah, I hope you enjoy seeing what it's like behind the scenes in the Academy. So it's been said that the British have the best cuisine in the world, but another thing we apparently do better than anyone else is hooliganism. In short, a hooligan is a word commonly used to describe a loud and disruptive person who acts violently toward people or property, like a rebellious teenager who breaks things out of boredom. Personally, I was a rebellious teenager. I was always sticking it to the man, you know, crossing the road before the lights changed or returning library books late. But over time, hooligan became synonymous with fans of rival football teams that would clash before, after, and even during matches. Granted, this behaviour also crops up in the likes of Marseille in France. Just another example of the French copying the English there. Though, even when American fans get into trouble with the law, this word seems a bit inappropriate. It feels antiquated when not applied to British soccer fans. I suppose for whatever reason, it's a word that has become stuck to a particular brand of a particular fan of a particular sport. You couldn't have a cricket hooligan. What would a cricket hooligan do? Steal cream cakes and drink all the lemonade. A football hooligan, by comparison, fights other football hooligans. They smash windows, burn cars. Truly chaotic behaviour. They are rowdy, which means to be loud. But someone doesn't do hooliganism. Someone simply is a hooligan. You'll notice the S on the end indicates it is a countable noun, which helps police reports about how many hooligans punched how many police officers. It has gone somewhat out of favour, despite a few movies about the culture, including one starring Elijah Woods. He could survive Mordor, but he had trouble with Millwall. And now hooligan has been overtaken by lout. In both examples, football is the adjective and both carry the same meaning of an aggressive, typically male, troublemaker, usually operating in a crowd or a gang. Imagine the energy of a Black Friday crowd, but on the night England misses out on a World Cup victory. and you can start to picture the scene. There's a debate over the origins of the word because there's nothing readily available in the etymology for us to trace the history of the word. But legend has it that it derives from the surname of an Irish family who were well known for, shall we say, throwing good parties. This Irish family were immortalised in the dancehall songs, but others attribute the origin to an author whose character, Patrick Houlihan, was a bouncer and thief in the slums of London. Whichever is true, one thing we can be sure of is that it's phonetically pleasing to say. Houlihan. Houlihan. Yes. Lovely to say that one, isn't it? Houlihan. Houlihan. It's quite a unique English word. The first part reminds me of that song where it goes, who let the dogs out? Who? I think I've got the rhythm there wrong, but I've certainly nailed the first syllable. Or it reminds me of the Spice Girls song where they go, who do you think you are? You know, who? Again, that who sound, Houlihan. And there's five of them in Spice Girls. That's like a small gang. So if you can imagine the pop group burning down a football stadium, then you can remember how to say Houlihan. So what's the opposite of a Houlihan? Really, it's any word that could mean a good person who doesn't break the rules or stuff. A peacemaker, perhaps, but that would sound perhaps diplomatic. Protector or hero sound a little bit too grand. Maybe simply good person is fine, or just say not a Houlihan. But we do have a few synonyms, though. Delinquent, that's typically a young person who commits crimes and usually acts alone or in very small groups. Remember the bullies in the cartoon The Simpsons? When you reach adulthood, you're not a delinquent anymore, just a good old-fashioned criminal. Oh, a rascal. It means to interfere, but it sounds a bit cute. Like, how would you describe a baby who has just stolen your hat? Not that there's an epidemic of hat-stealing babies in England. I don't want to scare you off travelling to the UK. There might be a pandemic, but there's certainly not an epidemic of hat-stealing rascals amongst us. Thug is like a bully who also creates the image of a large, strong man. And even then, you usually use it for a single person acting alone. So that sums up Houlihan, the specific noun for when football fans are naughty. You might think that you don't need to know it because you don't see a lot of sporting riots, but I assure you that when people become parents, they use it a lot. First, they start stealing hats, then they return library books late. Whatever next, eh? So that was an insight into how I break down the best vocabulary in an episode in the Academy. And hopefully you'll notice that I shape a story around the language to help you identify with it and really become confident in how to use it and where to use it. And other synonyms and antonyms that help you, you know, really solidify your understanding around this area. And remember, these are videos in the Academy, so you get visuals with some pop-up vocabulary and things like that, and then some learning resources below it in the learning unit. If you are interested, then head over to thebritishenglishpodcast.com/academy to find out more. And that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. My name's Charlie Baxter, and I look forward to helping you improve your English, be it through the Academy, the premium podcast, or the occasional free episode on the British English Podcast. See you next time. Bye for now.